Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. I'm going to read one more from one more passage here in Isaiah 10, verse 26. And the Lord of hosts shall stir up a scourge for him according to the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Oreb. And as his rod was upon the sea, so shall he lift it up after the manner of Egypt. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Just for a few minutes today, I just want to give us a word that's going to help us. The anointing destroys the yoke. If you believe that, could you lift your hands and pray one more time? Lord, I thank you for your presence in this place. Thank you, Lord, for the healing that's already taken place. Thank you, Lord, for pouring out your love, Lord, your peace on us this morning. Lord, thank you for letting us reflect on your goodness and your mercy today. I pray right now, Lord, that there would be an anointing on the preaching of your word. Lord, that you would speak to us, that you would help us to grow by your word. Lord, that you would help us to just be full, Lord, by your word today. That we would grow and be made better in the name of Jesus. Everybody said amen. 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 You can be seated today. The anointing destroys the yoke. We generally think of a yoke being used by animals, especially in ancient times, such, you know, for farming purposes. And if you don't know what a yoke is, let's put that up there, because some people are thinking like eggs, not eggs. This is a yoke. What's attaching these two oxen, cows? It's not horses. Yeah, it's definitely some kind of cow, horse, or oxen. That's what that is. It's a yoke. It's not an egg yolk. That's a yoke. And they would use it for plowing. They'd use it for animals to be able to get together like that and use their strength to pull things. That was purposes in ancient days. But as time went on, people started using them, their self. They'd use it to carry things, carry buckets, carry equipment. They'd put that thing on their shoulder, on the back of their neck, and it would, it was, you know, still for labor purposes, but they said, I don't really know why, they said, let's make the ox stop doing it, and I'll just do it myself, but there you go. And eventually, the yoke became a symbol of captivity and slavery. And the Romans would march their prisoners under an archway called the yoke. They would sometimes literally get a yoke, and they would, as they were bringing them into captivity, they'd march them under that to symbolize that you are bound now. You are attached to us. You are a slave of the Roman Empire. You're a captive. It was, you know, they would use tactics like that as not just physical abuse, but mental control, mental abuse, to show them you are a captive now. It was to signal that they were bound. And that is what a yoke does. It binds two things together. As a verb, it means to bind together, to attach. And my question for us today, and you're going to have to just keep up with me now. My question for us today, my question for you today, is what is the yoke that is on your shoulders? What is that thing that is on your shoulders? What is that yoke of bondage that sits on the back of your neck and weighs you down? What is that thing that's attached to you? What is it's a burden on you. And it bows your shoulders and bows your head down. And that's what you feel like in the presence of God. When others are worshiping, when others are seem to be getting their blessing and they're running the aisles and they're just God's just moving on them, and you feel like you've got 1,000 pounds that's got you like this in your seat. You feel like, I can't lift my hands, I can't lift my head, because I've got this yoke of bondage that's sitting on my shoulders. And when you think of yourself, you think of it too. And when you look in the mirror, you see it too. In your mind, you and that yoke, you and that burden, you and that thing that's sitting on your shoulders is synonymous. Attached together, joined together. And you don't have a jacket that's big enough to really cover it up. You might can fool some people for a while, but you know, and God knows, and eventually it starts to show that there is something that's sitting on my shoulders that's weighing me down. Day in and day out, you can't even put it down beside your bed to go to sleep. You have to lay down in your bed with that yoke. You've got to get up in the morning and lift you and lift that yoke out of the bed. You've got to get in your car and drive to work, and you've got that thing sitting on your shoulders. You try and come into the house of God, and you've got that thing sitting on your shoulders. You're trying to have meaningful relationships. You're trying to do good things. You're trying to live your life, and you've got that thing sitting on your shoulders. And it keeps your head down, and it keeps your shoulders bent over. And it's heavy, and it's getting heavier as the days go on. It might be something that you are, or it might be that you are tied to something that happened in your past, and you can't get past it. You can't get free from it. It might be something that you caused. It might be something that you did, that you got yourself into. It might be something somebody did to you. It might be some hurt. It might be some abuse. It might be some mistreatment. It might be a wound. Something that is in your past, but you are tethered to it. You are bound to it. And you drag it everywhere you go every day. It might be that it's something that you can't remember not having in your life. It hasn't always been there, but it feels like it's always been there. There was a time that you were without it, but it doesn't feel like there was a time that you didn't have it sitting on your shoulders. It's a burden. And it is heavier as the days go on. Somebody in here today, I'm just trying to help us. I could try and give you something fancy and deep, but I'm trying to just help somebody today. That you feel like, I go to the altar. And I lay that thing on the altar. But when I get up, I pick it back up, put it back on my shoulders, and walk out the door. Somebody today feels like, I don't even know how to not be with this. I don't even know how to not be hurt. I don't even know how to not be addicted. I don't even know how to get out of this pit. I don't even know how to really lay this thing down and be free from it and live free from it. Somebody in here today feels like, this is just with me. This is just, nobody else knows about it. But this thing that I struggle with in private, I'm always going to. This addiction that I have, that's just part of who I am, and I just have to get by the grace of God. I can't not be hurt by this. I can't get untethered from this thing. It's a yoke of bondage. In Leviticus chapter 26, that's right, I said Leviticus. So peel open your pages. Verse 13, the Lord spoke to him and said, I am the Lord your God, and I brought you forth out of the land of Egypt. He's basically saying, remember that? I brought you out of bondage. I brought you forth out of the land of Egypt that you should not be their bondmen. And I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you go upright. He had to remind them, you are free. You are free. I set you free back then. I have broken the bands of your yoke. You've just got to drop it and put it down. Because I've made you go upright. And back in Galatians, Paul reminded us, said, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. He's saying, Christ has made you free. Don't go back and get entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Somebody is just carrying something that you're not really bound to. You feel like you're bound to it, but you've been made free, and whom the Son sets free, they're free indeed. But somebody has picked that yoke back up, and the bands can't even hold you if you would just realize, I can drop this. Can I tell somebody today that it is your right as a child of God? It is your right and your inheritance as a child of God to say, I don't have to take this anymore. I want to tell somebody in the Holy Ghost today that you do not have to stay bound anymore. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. I'm telling somebody today that you can walk out of this place free from addiction, from perversion, from weights, from sin, from chains. You can be delivered in this house today. Can I tell somebody that the blood of Jesus, He spilled enough blood to cover what you're going through today. He did enough at the cross to set you free from what you've been bound to today. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, every yoke of bondage. Oh, I wish somebody believed it today. I wish I could help somebody understand that, yes, you've been carrying that thing, but you don't have to carry it anymore. Lay your burdens down. Cast all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. God is saying to somebody today, I have made you free. Can I tell you this? There might be somebody in some very real bondage today. Here is water. I want to tell you that if you'll repent of your sins today, that's not under judgment or under condemnation. If you'll come to this altar today and you'll say, Lord, I'm laying it down. I'm laying my old ways down. I don't want to live like this. I'm giving it to you. By your grace and with your help, I'm turning around in Jesus' name. You can be baptized in the name of Jesus, and the chains is going to stay down there. The bondage is going to stay down there. The yoke is going to float down to the bottom, because when the blood of Jesus washes you, when it cleanses you, you have been made free indeed. And God can fill you with the Holy Ghost today, and you can walk in overcoming power and authority over every lie and tool and device of the enemy. But God is telling somebody here today, I've made you free. I have made you free. Can I tell you that? We fight a spiritual battle, but almost always it starts in the physical realm. Because sickness, disease, that's something that happens to you physically. It affects you physically. But it turns spiritual when it starts to get in your mind, and you start to think, I'm not going to make it. This is it. This is how I live. This is how I have to live with this. That's when it starts getting into your mind. That's called a stronghold. Gets in your mind and it stays there. It affects the way you think. And when it starts to affect the way you think, it starts to affect the way you pray, the way you believe, the way you worship, the way you think about God. Same thing, there are physical things, physical, chemical things in your body that relate to depression. People, a lot of times they try and cast depression out like it's a demon of depression. But it's a chemical thing in your body. It's imbalances in your body. It starts in a physical place. And it starts getting spiritual when that depression that you've been dealing with, the things going on in your body and in your mind, it starts to oppress you. And that depression becomes this dark weight. And you feel like it's like Brother Shannon was saying today, you feel like you're in darkness. Feel like nobody understands this. I can't get out from under this. And it starts to oppress you. And it starts to become a spiritual battle because you feel like I've got this depressing weight on me and I can't get free from it. I wish that I could be free from it. Can I tell you today that God can heal your body, He can heal your mind, and He can get through and He can heal your spirit, and He can heal that inner man, that inner person. He can destroy every yoke of bondage. I'm trying to let somebody know today that you've just been dealing with it too long. And I'm getting ready to close in just a minute. I told you I just wanted to help us today. Somebody has been dealing with this for too long. And you think, there's no way you could know what I'm going through. I might not. Some of you, I know what you're going through. Some of you, I got no clue and you hide it very well. And that's what we do. But I know what it's like to sit service after service, to go through day after day after day. And when I think of myself, I think of this flaw in me. When I think of myself, I think of this burden on me. When I think of myself, I think of this struggle that I'm going through. When I look in the mirror, I don't see somebody I'm proud of. Don't see somebody that I feel like is doing well. I know what it's like to look in the mirror. I've been in a place like that before where you look in the mirror and you feel like just failure. And somebody in here today is tired of feeling like that. And I've just come with this assignment today to tell you this point. As much as I've said and preached, this is what I want to tell you today. That the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the power of God, the blood of Jesus, it does not just break the yoke of bondage. Because if it's broken, I can pick those pieces up and I can fix it and put it back together and put it back on my shoulders. But it says that the anointing will destroy the yoke of bondage. Stand with me today. God wants for somebody today to not just break that thing that you've been dealing with, to not just break the chain. I know we sing break every chain, and that's fine. We're about to sing it right now. But not just break that thing that's been weighing you down. Not just break the yoke into a few pieces that I can come back later and I can dig them up and I can put them back together. But the Lord wants to destroy, obliterate. Feel the Holy Ghost in here today, because in this service today, this for somebody is the service that you've been waiting on, because you've been saying one of these days it's gonna happen, one of these days I'm gonna have that experience in the altar and I'm gonna leave without it and I'm not picking it back up. I'm telling you in the name of Jesus that that's about to happen for somebody today. That you are going to leave this place and you're not going to be addicted anymore. You're going to leave this place and you're not going to have that depression weighing on you anymore. You're going to leave this place and those chains are not going to be wrapped around you. And when you go back, you're not even going to be able to find the pieces, because the anointing is going to destroy and obliterate the yoke that has had you bound. Can we lift our hands all over this building right now? Somebody's saying, no, not me. Not me. Not me. Yes. Yes. Yes, you. Yes. God will do it for you today. God will change your life today. God will set you free from that thing today. God will heal that hurt that you've been tethered to today. Could we flood these altars right now? Could somebody get down on their knees? Could somebody lift their hands and their voice to heaven right now? Somebody call out the name of Jesus. Lord, I want to be free from this thing. I don't want to feel this way anymore. I don't want to think this way anymore. I don't want to walk this way anymore. I don't want to live in this darkness anymore. Lord, I want the real thing. I want real change. I want something that lasts. I want something that really changes my life today.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.